This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Welcome to the Trim Healthy Party with Serene and Pearl and some guy named Danny. I mean, it seems like I'm always in parentheses.
You are. Your parentheses, Den.
Like, anyways.
Welcome, everybody. Hey.
Hey, parentheses are kind of a nice decoration.
Yeah. Hey, I think this is going to be a good party because I have a great question for you to kick it off.
Are we can just start out with a quest.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So this is from Krista W. She says, hey, Serene and Pearl, I'm struggling to stay on the bandwagon. Yeah. I have 3 children under the age of 6 and my husband works nights. I've read your first book and have Trim Healthy Table pre-ordered. Thanks, Krista.
Well, there you go, Krista.
Awesome.
The best part of your show is that dashing Danny character.
Oh, no, no.
Vibrance and charm are what comes to mind. Wait, what?
You're adding that, right?
All right, the last part was added. Let me get back to what she really said. Although I've lost weight, I need encouragement, though, because sometimes I feel like it's not worth the E for effort. I added E for effort.
Okay.
She said effort.
Oh, this is going to be good because I actually, Krista, I've got something to say. Guess what? Sometimes actually I, your friendly neighborhood author, Serene, might not share the same sentiment.
What are you about to say? I'm a bit scared.
Sometimes I actually feel like this is all too much work too.
No, what?
Hear me out.
What is work?
Hear me out.
I do
because
too,
you're
sister.
The psycho purist.
I'm about
you
to
love
stand
it.
Up and slam that
you,
door.
You love some good work.
You can do the potty by yourself.
Okay, here's the deal. You're making food at home. Your kitchen is a mess.
That's normal life, Pearl.
No, I'm just telling you like it is, Serene. Sometimes, like, it would be sure so much easier to open a box of mac and cheese than make a salad, right? Or, you know, some chicken and a soup. What's easier? You just tell me, Serene. Let's be honest here.
But the other one isn't really feeding yourself.
Okay, but what's easier?
Yeah, but Pearl, is jumping in a bunch of poop easier than making a salad? Probably. All you have to do is just jump.
That would be way easier.
Why does every podcast come around to poop for her?
It does. I do. You know, it's the pregnant thing.
I don't know.
I think it's the pregnant thing.
It's like, because
now as a pregnant lady.
Gets stuck on things.
Well, you know how pregnant ladies, I'm sure the audience knows how pregnant ladies are. You just can't control the same kind of thing.
I don't think it happens. No.
Hey, no. I know. I can control all of that.
Okay, we're back to Krista. Listen, even I feel that way sometimes, but it's. I tell myself, because those are little thoughts that we have to take captive, Krista, because yes, they will come. We're not all perfect. We have all sorts of thoughts coming into our head all day. Like,
well, cutting off your hair,
you know, I could walk
it
into
would be easier.
I could walk into a store and say, let me, maybe I should steal that, but it's just a thought.
What?
I'm just saying.
I have had bucket thoughts, though. I have had
but
bucket
we
thoughts.
We resist those thoughts because guess what? What are you returning to? What you tried to get away from.
Yeah.
Okay, you're returning to that. Weight gain, that lethargy, that those sugar slumps and highs, you know, and then weight gain. Then what are you going to have to do if you gain more weight? Then you're going to think, oh, Trim Healthy Mum was just too moderate. Now I'm going to choose something extreme. So let me go on a calorie restriction or whatever. So we're here to say, stay the course. That's just a little thought that you have to take captive and say, not you thought. You're not going to rule my brain. Yeah. I can do this.
Yeah, to be honest, I have to take thoughts captive all day. Every human does, right? I get you, Pearl. I get you.
Well, I'm just admitting that I've had those thoughts. I'm just out there.
I haven't had those ones, but we're back to friends.
My sons have learned that if they skip a week of lawn mowing, it doesn't disappear. They mow extra hard the next week. They have to actually, they'll mow on level 4 and then ride back to back on level 3.
Exactly.
And it's actually, they've learned, and we just talked about this, so it's so interesting, this question. Because they found that it's actually harder to give up.
Bingo. That's why my encouragement for the pregnancy potty
that we did a couple weeks ago,
was
let go of that mic, Serene.
She will
turn it off.
Was stay the course, you know, keep focused as much as you feel miserable, keep at it because what else do you have to do? Because it's harder to lose 80 pounds postpartum with a new baby than it is to just stay the gentle course during the pregnancy. So do you see what I'm trying to say? It's harder to have to go, let's even put pregnancy aside. It's harder to have to go on some, like Pearl said, some caloric restrictive freak out, you know, do the big
500 calories a day or
and do the big CrossFit and all that kind of crazy stuff and just beat yourself up.
Then just plod along doing the right decisions. And I want to say this, Krista, too. It does get easier. So even though I admit it, I have those thoughts, we all have those thoughts. It becomes a lifestyle where,
I was writing down the word lifestyle.
Where's my protein? I'm going to get up for breakfast and I'm just going to make myself, 5 minutes to make myself some eggs and veggies instead of that Pop-Tart, okay? Maybe I save 2 minutes making the Pop-Tart, but what's 3 minutes? And so then you get used to it and then it's lunch. Okay, I'm going to have a sandwich on sprouted bread rather than just cheese and bologna on white bread. About the same time, I'm just thinking new thoughts and I'm making wiser decisions. And then tonight I'm going to have, I'm going to have meatloaf and instead of mashed potatoes or mac and cheese, I'm going to have, mashed cauliflower. It's just, it becomes so natural.
Do you know what I think too, guys? Is sufficient the day, this is a verse in the Bible, is the evil thereof. And not that eating is evil or having to eat healthy food is evil, but sufficient today, how I see it, is the things you have to do that are hard today.
Getting up out of bed is hard.
So my point being is don't keep on thinking, will I be having to do this 10 years down the track? Will I have to be getting up and making, my breakfast from scratch and all this kind of stuff? No, you just get up the next morning and you worry about the next morning's breakfast and you don't constantly pile on. Like if I'm exercising and I'm in the middle of just lunges, right?
Mm.
And they're burning and I'm kind of like completely feel the lactic acid bill and I'm miserable, right? If I think at that moment, every day for the rest of my life, I'm going to do this miserable 15 minutes, I will just want to plop on my bum and cry.
Yeah.
But I tell myself, just think about today. Just think about now. For the rest of the day, you could be sitting reading your child a story on the couch.
Yeah.
Like you just need to, you think, you don't pile on the work, counting up the days.
And I was reading this scripture the other day, Krista. I don't know where your beliefs lie, but there's so much wisdom in the Bible. And I know that these verses about to read apply to our spiritual lives. But you see, there's a physical side and a spiritual side. We are both as humans. And we have to feed both sides of our life. But this just really spoke to me. It's Hebrews 6, 11 and 12. Verse 11. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And I thought, oh my goodness, because I was feeling sort of slothful, like, man, do I have to make dinner again tonight for my family? I just want to, I don't know, I'm just sick of making this dinner. I was just having some slothful thoughts. And then I thought to myself, you know what? What a privilege it is for me to make dinner for my family. It's work. I was made for work.
Can I have that Bible on your lap just while we're talking scripture?
I was made to work. I was not made to be slothful. Now we all have to rest. We don't work ourselves to the bone. There's rest and there's chill times, but there's also work. And our kitchens do get messy, but there's times we eat out too. And I just thought to myself, man, these scriptures just hit me in the eye like, Pearl, don't have slothful thoughts about your spirituality, but also about your physicality. Be a doer, be a can do, and endure until the end. Don't think I have a right to quit because this is hard. Hard things are important. Hard things are great.
I just opened up good old Proverbs 31 because I was actually reading.
Woman.
I was just reading about wisdom too, about how wisdom is above rubies. The price of wisdom is above rubies. And I thought, what else is above rubies? The virtuous woman. Let me read that too.
Okay.
True, the two things that are above rubies. Wisdom and woman. So anyway, a virtuous woman. So I was reading and it just really, it inspired me and it challenged me and it really kind of like got to me too about how, and it's talking about how not to be slothful and how she rises early and she girds her hands with strength and honor are her clothing. But it talks about how she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. But if we look well to the ways of our household, we look well and we think, okay, so it might be easier for me to put a mac and cheese in the pot real quick, 2 minutes for my rambunctious children running around and everything seems chaotic. But looking well to their health thinks, okay, well, I'm going to take a few more minutes and I'm actually saving time because then maybe I'm not taking the extra trip to the dentist because their teeth are all rotting, in a few months. So, and then the other thing, what it was saying here, talking about her husband, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. But, it's pretty strong talk, but do him good. If we can quickly like heat up some stupid sugary thing for him for breakfast. That's not doing him good. You know, so taking the extra couple of minutes for our husband, for our children, for ourselves, I think this whole chapter,
very practical,
Proverbs 31,
isn't it?
Was talking about, to me, what challenged me was don't be idle. Mm-hmm. Don't be idle and slack. Mm-hmm. And think about the ways of your household, even if it's just you living at home. Think about the ways of your household for you and for your
and
health.
And like Serena and I talk about a lot, it's how we look at it. Like, it changed my thought process when I was like, man, I have to make dinner again, or like, what a privilege it is
and
for
then,
me to make
then,
dinner.
Oh man, I've got to go grocery shopping again. Oh, I just wish. Well, what about, I love it how it says here, she is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. You know, so there's work involved. And maybe we have to go order off Trim Healthy Mama and bring our food from afar.
Well, we don't have to.
No,
but
I'm just teasing. My point being is it's worth that little bit of effort to look well to our households.
Yeah. You know, Krista, my wife, Lisa, she can, I see her, you know, weekly get into the zone of children and, you know, her husband, me, doesn't work nights, but I might as well because I stay up. I lock in creative mode around 7 p.m. Mm. You know, and so, but you know, Lisa gets into kind of the day to day and addresses issues as they come right there in the moment, and she often gets sidetracked. And I don't know what this means necessarily for my wife, but what I've offered and has seemed to help her is building a system. It goes back to a lifestyle of the kind of things you buy up front, the kind of things that are available in your cupboard to make, the kinds of things that you go to for emergencies. These things are maybe pre-thought through, pre-built, pre-decided, so that when the moment comes, because it's going to come,
yeah,
the kids are going to throw you for a loop. Yeah. And so I think my wife's gotten a little bit of value out of kind of having some on-purpose systems in place that are just go-tos. So no longer, so like I've heard you girls say on here, you know, right now THM might be new for some of you ladies, or eating properly might be new. And so, you know, baobab is like this foreign word. Well, for Serene and Pearl, it's a very normal word. Mm-hmm. So it's normalized, it's lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I think as you continue the faith, the THM faith, as you continue the THM race, you know, I want to encourage and say that things, from me personally, I mean, I was a sugar addict, you know, and everything was crazy at first to stevia eyes, all my drinks and such. And now it's just lifestyle. I don't find it a chore at all.
Yeah, that's true. And planning ahead, having those things in your cupboard for real, really
helps. I do want to say to you, Krista, don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
And don't you dare quit because your family needs you healthy.
Yeah.
Your husband needs you healthy and you need you healthy.
It's like Pearl, what she said before is, what else is there, Krista? What else is there? Just letting it all go to pot again so you have to work harder?
Yeah, and you know, we're your sisters, and I think as sisters we say some tough things to one another, I think. You know, Serena and I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're very honest with each other. We come to each other with things, you know, if we see something that maybe we could help with in that sisterly way. So I don't think that we have a right to our own bodies to let them be in destruction.
I agree.
I don't think that we actually have a right to give up. I mean, you can call it THM. You can call it the healthy way to eat. Okay, not shoving yourself with sugar and not eating refined foods. That sort of thing is healthy, right? Personally, I know we think, well, I just feel like giving it up. And, you know, even I've had these thoughts. We don't have that right. Because God created our bodies and they're fearfully and wonderfully made, and we need to honor him with them. We need to be there for our families. We need to be the best us we can be. You know, these days it's so politically correct. Everyone's like, get healthy for you. Do it for you when you feel ready. Don't let anyone tell you that you have to do this. And I don't know. I look at it differently. I'm like, yes, we need to be healthy for us. Yes, we need to make that decision. But we need to do it for those who love us.
Yeah.
It's not.
Oftentimes, I don't believe in the do it for us anyway. It's kind of humanistic, but the do it for us doesn't work. Like, do it for yourself. Like, do it for me.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that works because a lot of people have a self-hatred. They don't even realize.
That's true.
And so I feel like do it for somebody else is a lot of a stronger pull.
I do. I think so. And we've definitely got to get past that self-hatred. You know, we've all struggled with that. And God loves us. He loves you so much, Krista. And so you're so worth looking after yourself. Yes. You're so worth those few extra dishes in your sink. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl. And I'm Pearl. And who are you?
I'm Serene. I want to say a hard thing too.
Okay.
I want to say a hard
Bring
thing.
Bring on
it's
the hard.
All, it's all relative, Krista. It might seem hard, you know, to have to do things from scratch and food and not just drive through McDonald's. But, you know, you probably have a dishwasher. Maybe you don't. Mine doesn't
I don't.
Work. Mine doesn't work. But we don't have to walk 5 miles to the creek to do our dishes and then, you know, walk up the hill. We yeah. don't have to grind our grain in with a mortar and pestle. You know, we don't have to walk to the market every day fresh because we don't
have to haul water.
Yeah. And so, you know, you watch these little documentaries, these little National Geographic documentaries of African tribes. These women every day walk 5 miles just to get the water to drink for their tribe. And so I feel like it's all relative. I feel like we have it easy.
We do. I mean, sometimes life doesn't feel easy and there's things that go on that, you know, hardships.
But actually our day-to-day eating is a whole lot easier.
Yeah, that's
and
what
even,
you mean.
Even, that's what I'm saying. Even just think of back in the pioneer days and everything.
You know,
just
it's
our day-to-day
tough,
eating is a breeze.
Yeah, we
even
have
if
toasters
we make
and
everything
ovens.
From scratch.
Refrigerators.
We have electricity. I remember camping once for a whole summer because we were building our house and we decided we'd just move out to the land and just camp while we built. Interesting decision. Interesting decision.
Really?
Well, I tell you, we were so hot. We didn't even have enough gas to run our generator, you know. So it was just all like out there with little propane. And they didn't even have propane back then, right?
Back when? Oh, you mean back in the old
times? In the old days.
How old are you, Serene?
No, but we had propane.
Okay.
But it was like flies and chiggers and ticks and just hot and sticky and the fire and then the dogs licking the bowls while you're washing outside and hauling the water. It was just pain. And I thought to myself, wow, I didn't even realize how good I have it, you know, when I have a
so,
home.
So, Krista, if you've got a kitchen, if you've got a sink, if you've got a refrigerator, just
Dang
go.
It, Krista.
Go hug it.
Hey, yes. I remember, you know, speaking of back in the day stories, we were on our way. I must have lost 3 or 4 friends to diphtheria. We were trying to get to Oregon.
Hold on. What?
Oh, is this a true story?
Hold on. It sounds like this is some Western or something.
Oh, wait. That didn't happen. It was a game, the Oregon Trail. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Oh.
Yeah,
so that wasn't real.
That's hilarious.
She goes, you totally had me.
Hey, do you guys not know about this game, the Oregon
yes,
Trail?
Yes, my husband's
I don't
played
know anything
it.
About it.
It came from a book. My mother read us the Oregon Trail when we were little children.
Yes.
It's a book. It's amazing. We cried. She read it like 10 times to us.
I have to say one more thing. Great. I'm just so sorry. I'm a talkaholic right now, but I have to say this one thing.
You talk, sister.
When did we lose the love, the play? Of being around our home doing stuff. Like when I was little, go to Walmart. You see in the toy section the little play kitchens, the little play things. And it's fun to imagine when you're 7 years old, to imagine one day I'm going to have my own home. I'll be my own kitchen with my own pot and my very
so
own wooden spoon.
Yeah.
Like it's like, my own broom.
I remember when I first set up my kitchen, I was like that.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. It was
There's
this tiny
brooms.
Apartment when I got married and it was dingy.
Yeah.
It was awful and I was in heaven.
Yes.
I was like,
when did we lose it?
Well, it's because we had to start doing it.
I know, but the fact that, no, but it doesn't matter. We had to do it every day. I played it every day for hours.
You were playing. But
I know,
it means it's instinctual and it means we can return
to
that.
No, but it means that when there is a different mindset.
Yeah, that's true.
It can, the hours can just run away and you can be doing the same thing you're doing now, but it can be seen as joy.
Why don't
but it's
you
a
dance
mindset.
Around the room with a spoon right
no,
now?
No, but
Serene.
It's a mindset. I'm just saying, as children, you see it as romantic. Just a dream. But now somehow we think of it as drudgery. It's not drudgery. It's our honor to serve our family. It's our honor. And in the Bible, you know, it talked about the people that went off to war, you know, and everything. And when they brought back the spoil, it said, give also to those that looked after the pots. Because they had such a big part in it.
All right, boys, pay attention to those of you. Cool. You get your woman in church, she'll start quoting scripture and looking after them pots. Yeah, you didn't think about that, did you?
That was a special message to your 17?
That was to the 17.
That was to my 17 bros.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know if they're bros.
I don't
they might
know
be
if,
like
we, if we beat up on Krista. We definitely treated you like a sister. And so I hope that...
Hey, she asked, she wrote to you.
That's true. And sometimes we're going to give tough love and sometimes it's going to be gentle love. But I felt like a tiny bit of tough was in order today.
Well, no mama left behind, Krista. And sometimes when you go into that war zone, when you see the person in the war zone with their own negative thoughts, you have to put them on that stretcher and get them out of that war zone of their thoughts. And sometimes that's a bumpy road, a bumpy ride.
Yeah, exactly. Like our own thoughts are so silly sometimes, you know, even though they sound like logical, we have to get rid of them and put on better thoughts for our health. And, and it's the way we train our brains to think. So, hey, Krista, I hope that we've encouraged you today with that little bit of tough love. And you can do it. You so can do this little by little, day by day.
Krista, Danny has a song for you.
Are you real?
All by myself. No, you know,
that was pretty good.
Well, it really was. Because I just said that out of the top. He had no idea.
You may want to YouTube this, but when you were talking about, you know, when we were kids, you know, it was all fun to play with pots and pans. It reminded me of a great stand-up bit by a comic named Brian Regan. And he goes, what is it? You know, you're a little kid and, you know, your daughter brings up to you a picture she drew all by herself, you know? And then what happens when you hit like 28 and I'll cut to all by myself? Like, what happened to all by myself? It used to be something wonderful. And now it's just...
You'll take all the help you can get.
Yeah, exactly.
That funny, Danny.
Hey, mamas, do you have a question for Serene and Pearl? Send your email to support@trimhealthymama.com.
Hey, I got a question for you from one of our awesome listeners named Emily. She says, Dear Pearl and Serene, hey Pearl, welcome to the question forum.
Thanks for including me, Emily.
Dear Pearl and Serene, I would love to hear more about the research that backs up the separation of fats and carbs so that your body can focus on metabolizing them each separately to help with weight loss.
Well, Emily, there is no books about it. You will not find a clinical study about it, but it absolutely works. And let me tell you, there is science to tell you that your body will metabolize carbs first. It has to. Okay, that's why your insulin gets released to sweep the blood sugar out of your body.
There is science to say that insulin is our fat storage hormone.
Yes.
And there is science to prove that the more carbs you eat in one meal, the more insulin is pulsed out.
And there is science to tell you that while your blood sugar is being swept away and while you are burning those carbs, your fat actually goes into storage to wait to be burned later.
And there is science to prove that the more fat alone by itself that you eat in one meal, that the more you start digging into your own adipose fat tissues.
Yeah, so all those things put together, and you can research them because there's a lot of science out for that. We sort of came up with our own guinea pig style of doing this. I mean, this was trial and error. Now, to tell you the truth, though, let me tell you something about bodybuilders, okay? You might think they're bros and they have bro talk and, you know, they're not the most civilized people. You might have this idea in your head. They know their science.
Oh, they know their ups and downs of all their
science. So Serena and I, as we were actually studying all this, we used to go on bodybuilding forums and the language was not nice, I'll tell you this, but man, they knew their stuff. And bodybuilders,
they knew their hormones.
They know how to use their body. They knew how to cut their body. You knew how to build their body. And oftentimes what they would do was build up their body with carbs and then go, you know, into a almost of a low carb state, and then they'd do these cycles between low carb and then adding some carbs,
and it was harsh and it was
very
detrimental to their body, and it was aging
very
but we
extreme.
Kind of thought, how can we make this friendly, anti aging, and work for us?
Yeah,
and so
we decided to make it mama friendly, and we started, you know, changing up our carbs and fats, not like the way bodybuilders do it where you go extremely low carb for a week and then spike your sugars for one day. But we did it in a way that, so it's really a one-of-a-kind thing, I guess. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun, but Serena and I we just used ourselves as guinea pigs.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
So why collagen? Why do we have this as a product?
Why? Because it balances your amino acid profile. Now, THM is centered around protein. It's awesome for weight loss. It's awesome to balance our blood sugars. That's great. But concentrated protein all the time that's not balanced is aging. But it can be anti-aging when you balance your amino acid profile. What we mean by that is methionine and tryptophan, amino acids found in skinless, boneless muscle meat.
And in some dairy.
Yeah. But you know what? If you're always having that, and never the other amino acids of protein out there, like glycine and proline, then you're not balancing it out. And you know what? When you have the full picture, like back in the olden days where they've had their chicken and made their broth out of the bones with it, it was anti-aging, it was healing, it was medicine. Protein was wonderful. It worked for them. Why? Because it was balanced.
It was complete.
Yes.
And so these days, the way our world eats protein is incomplete.
Now, if you don't eat protein, that's anti-aging, that's aging too. So if you think, well, I'm just going to be a raw foodist and just eat no protein hardly at all and just be a plant foodist, that is aging as well because you need muscle. So the answer is not just, well, to limit protein. No, the answer is to have the full, complete picture of protein.
Yeah, and so some of us don't have the time to make stock. And so that's why we have collagen and gelatin powders because it's just easier. And they not only complete protein, but they do other wonderful things for our body, such as they cause us to grow wonderful, thick hair. They beautify our skin.
Yes.
They raise our immune system. They cleanse our liver.
Yes.
Serene, you name a few, mate.
Well, I'll tell you what, they calm you. They relax you because I tell you what, glycine, which is such a potent amino acid in our collagen, is calming.
It is anti-anxiety.
Yes, it is. They're actually using it in medicine for mental issues that are because the brain is, can't stop worrying. So,
and as mothers, our lives are not very calming a lot of times.
Take a little collagen trimming before bed and snooze.